Now you have an introduction. You want to know if you have your shows now? You didn't have your shows before.
Holding my simon kovit ches, the signal of sending or putting up a cotton on the yad of a nachri. So we're starting it now. We spend a week on it. Common case is always very negaya. You get a pizza delivery, it comes to you. It's open over here. Even if you buy groceries in the store, that's, let's say the store is owned by chiloni, what exactly the heter when there's trumas and maishas, that's biyadoi. What happened? Where's the chesima? It's opened over here. So we'll try to discuss all the pratim. We're not going to be finished today. We have a lot to go see. First, some basic klalim over here. The law we're discussing is the gate to the sugya of food. What about sending kelim biyad goy? Giving kelim in the hands of a goy. So it was negated to me this morning, today. My wife went away yesterday. She's come back in tomorrow, I think. And I'm officially in charge. So my wife wanted to know that every Wednesday we have someone come to clean up our house. Okay, they come to our house, we have kelim. Today there's no one there. She wanted to give the neighbor the accommodation, let the guy in and let him clean and let him leave. So if that's a good idea in general, it's tamar aro. But besides, leaving a guy together with kelim. So the bayah with oichel with the guy is the bayah with kelim. The place people say we'll get the same kukla base, it's not our sugyo. The sugyo in the cult will get to Bez Shem and Elzman. It's also.
What's the problem with the
kelim? Might use your kelim. That's ulcer. And the big mevucha, what's the heter of leaving cleaning people or
workers
around with your own kelim? You have to get the kelim from kukla beis. That means we're discussing oichlin, kelim be a different sugyo, but there's a problem.
Yeah,
therefore, I said today there's no cleaning person, and now it's my job or my kid's job to take care of it. But that's the first thing. The second point over here is that people are asking me, the whole sugya of yesterday, sending an oichlin with biyad goy. Let's say you send it, but he has no knowledge about it. For example, you come from Chutz Lo'aretz Eretz Yisrael, you pack up your suitcases, a whole suitcase worth of meat, and it comes over here, and you packed up your own way, and then now the klom negate the sugya of chesimus over here. Is now all your food over here also? You send it with them, but they do not know about it. Is there a chashash over here? So the beis meir, the end of the simon over here, gets involved inside the sugya of shvekshveko. Number one, he says, maybe they don't know about it. Maybe they open it. Fine, what's one suffix? Even they know about it, they found out, they opened, they checked every 10 suitcases, they check one of them. Maybe they did not switch. You have a suitcase, strike. He said, it's not in the topic, what you're asking. You cannot say for Garrett. Maybe they switched, and even they didn't, and even they did switch. Maybe they don't know about it. He says, anyone who learns to call it strike, knows it's not a problem. According to Shach, the way to clear the svek shekel, you first have to know if there's a reyeso, and then what to go do with it. So first they have to know about it, and then if they know about it, they switch it. So nobody has to tell the sugya of the sapech. He does say in the gate to his specific case, who is a mice over there. Number one, he says the reason why it can be makel, the person who got it, in the case of tfiyasai. He says, however, the reason why he does not want to make a semich upon that is because in the clear svek shekel, the shach ends off, you cannot make up your own svek shekel. Now, we had a mevuch among the achoinim, is that true? Are we going to be really machma, not make up our own svek-svekers? All the truest, we all know, everyone thinks svek-sveker. Beis Meir says, yeah, mechayshu with the shach. You cannot lemaisa make up your own svek-sveker. But he says over here, since there's a tvias ayin, and it's a hefsim rubo, therefore be semich upon this concept over here, when you send meat to, let's say, any airline, lemaisa will be motor.
Even let's say, you know, for sure they checked it, a lot of times they put in a ticket that your supervision.
Yeah. Fine, but so maybe they did not know when they check it. Also, maybe at the end.
No, check it when they
check it.
But even usually, also when they even check it, what exactly they're checking? They check everything. Open, I know, but usually when you wrap it, they don't know exactly what's. Usually, also when you wrap it, they don't see exactly what it is anyway. Now, mice in the Chalkas Ben Yomin when he brings it down, it could be there, but not because Chalkas Ben Yomin, he brings it down. He brings down the base mayor without the said to have to move on. Without the idea over here to be a sign, you start bringing it down, check his motor. So again, the base mayor did not bring it down that way. He brings it down with a fierce eye and has to move on. My sister said it could be some kind of strike, no problem over here. But that's the second point. The third point is, let's say you just learned the signal over here, an idea you need a chesima, one or two chesimas, and you realize over the time you have not done that. So fine, the food of mice is also. Do you have to cash your kelim? Is there an isser on the gavro on the chetab etzim on choshlis, which is mamish treif over here? So the people going to Hilchos Pesach sit and talk to them, hey, has a mice like that? Says a kelim, you have to kasher. We're telling by the Mashan and Shuvah and the Chalkos Pinyom over here, the kelim mamish you have to kasher. That's how far we're taking the issur here. Now the Dak Tshuva has machlokes about it. The place can seem to be chushes aloch l'maisa. The keil you kill him a bet more treif over here. A fourth point is that this issur we know we're discussing the whole sugya, the whole zman over here. Could be beis, could be gimel, could be dalit. We're discussing the sugya negeir to goyim. What about the sugya negeir to mumrim? Our mumrim nichel nechum over here. Of we need a chesivus over here. Just like we always discuss by Pasakim, by Fishlakim, by Cholavakim, what is the category of a mummer? So here the mice is black and white. The Mechaber says Aloch is by the case of an Akum. Kamal, the Shach, it's called Dalid, and he says, Lav Davka Akum. Even the case of Yisrael, it's Choshed. The same exact Aloch. I in the mice of why does the Mechaber say a case of Akum? So first Malach wants a Taino, because Sugi of Yain Nesach does not apply to Sugi of a mummer. He really was worrying about the guy, the Baya of Yain Nesach, but it's not me to be okay about him. So he took the Loshnum of Akum, why as a sugi of Yain Nesach? Otherwise, well, that's better should be next to me. Kofi test. But all Mumrim are Be'etzim, all Kinkshnishpas, are Lacholapok, is nothing to get a Mumr, and here it's clear there's no head to negate the sugi of a Mumr. About it, there's no Chiluk, have the same Cholim.
Chash and Mumr is synonymous.
Yes. He's a choshed, he's a mummer. Yeah. Another point over here, once we're discussing the sugya of chasimus, is it din chasim or din deraita or din derabbanan? So when we get to sefei, Bereshit today, that Moshe gets involved when this piece of meat over here, if it's nikkur or not, but then it's sugya of the nikkur. So it's coming with that Moshe and he says, the reason why to be machmer is a sofik deraita. Sofik deraita. The chokhmah zodim means not that loshu pim. God says it's sofik deraita. But in Sifhei, but instead of Nikur, it has to be Nikur. So over there, he said, Dakim Moshe, why to be Machbal Sof Deraisa? They point out, the Paiskim seem to say, just get over with our Sugya, the Din Deraisa. Well, that's first a couple of column, five columns you just mentioned. The kids here just know what our Sugya is over here. Now, negate to the cases. We have a Sugya very clearly in the Aflamakas. And we have a case, more brings down the case of Chavis. Chavis needs two Simonim, another case needs one Simon. Chavis stands for Chatikat Dag. Bosser, Yainut, Chelis. Now, that's the two things. Now, Shmuel has three things, because Bosser and Dog are together, or it's four things, but basically the same four cases. Now, the point over here, just to be clear, is not the cases. The point is the status behind the cases. Just to bring out the point over here, let's take a couple of cases. The Gemara says Chavis, the last case is Chelis. Where's Chelis over here in the Simon? Why is it not brought down? So very simple. So the Minchas Yaakov, the place coming down, we don't have Chelis. So if you want, therefore the Kavachayim over here starts with the Simin. Aye, what about the Rujinus Chelis? It gets involved with my Mekoyim, so about the Rujinus Chelis, not the real Chelis over here. I got the Kavachayim over here in our Simin, a better body in last Simin, the Simin Kuv Yedayin. By Sivkon Yubayis, the Kavachayim wrote a discussion about, let's say you buy Schayro to give you Poylum over there. Machloik is Ramo versus the Shach. Kavachayim, that's his last thing he wrote, then he passed away. From on, you give him onwards, then our simon, the next couple of simon was Avad Yosef. The Yabir Omer. If you see numerous from quote, the Kavachayim by Osna Asim is not the Kavachayim. What?
I guess
he's Mashmah. He's Mashmah, that's him writing it. That means you'll see numerous from quote the Kavachayim, it's not the Kavachayim. But some people will quote Avad Yosef in the Kavachayim. Because right now. What?
Why did Avad
Yosef
go to the
Kavachayim? No, he went further, he went to Kochov Beis, I think. He stopped, right? Kuchav Beis, he went to. He finished off last Simon, till Kuchav Beis. I think he went to Kuchav Beis. I think he stopped over there. He finished off Issev HaHetra. Issev HaHetra stopped Kuchav Beis, and Kuchav Gimel, that's where he stopped. He wrote it years ago, probably 50 years ago. Fine, so number one case is Tchelis. The Maisa Wise left out, so the Pais Gimel have Tchelis. Take another case, Yayin. I'm in case of Chavis, Yodov, here's a case of Yayin. What?
The Maisa Ben Zman is there.
Chelis? We don't have Chelis. It's Nignaz. It's Nignaz. It's Nignaz. We don't have Chelis. Chaim Kudievsky tells everyone it's Nignaz. It's Nignaz. The second case of it is a case of. In the case over here of Yayin. So Yayin, the Gemara is very clear, you need two chasimus. The Gam is not deraisa, so it's Rashi, the Rashbo, as chivas of Yayin Nesach. Come with Taz, and he says, In those days, they were very frum, the Goyim. Very frum. This man is there. They are reformed, the Goyim, conservative. They're not as religious. And therefore, they don't care. No, the Goyim. The Goyim themselves are the same. You read the Satoris among the Goyim. They're not as religious as they used to be. And they just have more, the experts turns more to advertisements and commercialism, not exactly into religion over here. And therefore, that seems to be the Metzias of society. Says the Taz, building upon that. Yain, the Lachon went to back, a case of a regular drought. And one chasim, the mice will be enough. And therefore, the Menchasiach of the Archashulchan says, we pass like this Taz. I come to Chalpus B'Yom, when he brings it down, there seems to be a Mavucha, this Taz, Daphne case of drought. The Yeved or even the Chachila. That means the way how the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like Machlik Aruch HaShulchan bin Chis Yaakov is that they have one Chassima by Yain the Chachila by the Yeved. That means they point out an Afkamina. When you go buy wines, so on wines we're supposed to really have is two Chassimas based upon the Gemara. That means the cork itself you put inside will have a letter on top of it, a symbol on the cork itself of the company. Therefore, it can have, if you have a cork that has nothing to it, you'll take it out and put something else inside. It has to have a chesim on it. And they have a plastic on top of it. That's two different chesimas over there.
Chesim on the cork is good enough? Saying the actual whatever it says on the
Yeah, yeah, because
so
yeah,
you need to get that cork.
You have to get the cork off.
Get a new one.
So if the cork itself has a chesim, and the plastic itself has a chesim, that's very good.
Why isn't the cork a
That's one, me too.
You don't need the writing on the cork.
If you have no picture, you take it off, put another one inside. No point, you have to tell that someone is worse.
You mean the cork on the top, you mean the seam on the top of the cork?
Yeah, I mean, some people tell me that some corks have the side. Some corks have the side, they tell me. The same thing.
But on the side, you can put it back in, no? You can't put it back in.
No, you can't put it back in. You make a hole, you can't. You make a hole inside, you can't.
Not every cheap wine
has it. Right. Oh, so by now is the gear, that's what I'm saying, the nafkamina is the cheap wines. That means the cheap wines are the twist offs. So they point out the twist offs, whether being semichan, the metal caps that are very cheap. Oh, so, well, there are two things. So whether being semichan is really at some distance over here. That means either the ones that don't have two chesimis or the twist. So most of the cheap ones, anyway, usually I'm a voshel.
No,
I usually cook.
Kedem wine.
So you kind of usually have the plastic bowl, so have two things on it. You have two things. What?
The 1 half-liter bottle.
Right, so the Nama Voshul, and they have a plastic.
They have a plastic and a plastic.
The two double plastics.
No,
no, one plastic.
One plastic thing and then a plastic cap. It doesn't have a
Yes, so Echnabi, the Ken that's Nama Voshul, before that one. Again. So, again, the get to wines over here, if there's one chasimo, again, we always have this taz over here, the price can take the semichon, those one time even the chatchilo. Now, there's two, taz says that yayim is mana zer, the goyim are not religious, so one chasim is enough. Now, the bayah that points out, the vala chatchilo, maybe the tzati machmer, even the taz sounds like going only in the case of b'dievet. Therefore, for example, the non mavushal wines, so if they're mavushal, not a problem. If they are non mavushal, so the rouge, the matok rouge that people like buying because it has all the chumas they get to give kiddush. It's not mavushal, it has no sugar inside. They also made sure it's at the sugar shambis, the plastic thing that's coming off has no ring to it. There's no ring to it. In essence, what you really have is one chasim on top of it. Therefore, the correct way to go buy it is buy the box sealed. So the box itself is sealed.
But
if you buy an open thing,
no, but it has a plastic plus a ring.
The plastic and the kedem al shabbos shaboy made sure that the plastic is off. When you open it, right, it's not breaking off anything. So it's not a second chassim over here. Therefore, the correct way when you're buying from a place with a makom of a yisrael it's a choshed or a guy is better. They say to buy the box of wine that's closed, sealed, that has a kettle with a plastic on top, and you tell the box is not open. Now again, Avad Yeshu Min Lismuth is a Taz of Yer or Choshochim because Yaakov is only case of B'dievet, but that's certainly the correct analogy.
Taz is only going to help for a good,
it's not
going to help for
Yisrael Choshed. No, for Yisrael Choshed, one, it's a Drabon over here, one Chassim is enough.
You normally buy from,
it depends what your makolah is, depends on what you have. But if you hang Mishav Egel, if you have a wine store right outside our Hanof, which is have a
we'll
salt
kosher.
Remember, it's sealed box, not the sealed box. They come in a sealed box. Every shop gets its stuff sealed.
It comes out. So again, so we went through the, one case of Tchelis, we don't have. Yayin, the Hord, the Lachas, which was Manazeh. A case of Lakula, one Chassim is not. In the case of our carrots, Has. Has the Gemara comes out very clear. As Maisa, one Chassim is a good. Why one Chassim? So Shach speaks out, well, Chosh, maybe you'll switch with the case of Pasakum. Now the Shach will come along and says, have we learned Simkuv Yabez? The Mekum is a noik to be Mekul, the whole Chumah does not apply. Now have we learned Simkuv Yabez, which we did? Over there, we make only a case of a pas palter, not pas balabayas. It's a little bit of an error upon the shach. What do you mean those are no to make on kovya beis? We're not no to make on pas balabayas. Everyone might want to ask that case. You see, look, Meister Achaz Binyam is kasha, and look really bad from the pre-chodesh. He points out you always have a bayam to have sugar pas balabayas. The Meister is man. What?
What are they going to switch it for?
What? No, he doesn't. But what are you saying? Those are no to make. We don't have to worry about the salacha. We have to worry about pas balabayas. Again, but we're going to be switched, right?
Company doesn't have people to send it out.
What happens? If someone's sending it to you and you're getting it, so what are you worried about? How many chesimus you need? He says, you don't need any chesimus. You know why? Because what's it going to switch with? We're not going to be makel anyway by the pass. Pass by the bias is not going to be makel. You switch
to
pass by the bias.
Well, there's no pass to makel by the
bias. There's going to be a problem back home.
Pass by the bias is
I'm not sure that is always that so. But it's a good simon, but I don't know if it's Blav Davka pass balabayas, give me a kiss and pass.
It could
also be, especially our colors, you can tell the difference a lot of times. Now, Maisev, it's one or none, like the Shach says, they point up as Manazes, the Daka Shuvah already, and the Chalat Yomim also himself says it. Today, what are we worried about? Not Pas Akum, worried about lard inside, Trevis inside. We assume there is the Mamish. If it comes out for Gerrit, the Pas is Manazes, need two Chasimis. That means we can have cases, but the cases are not the Yisoid. It's the idea behind the cases. That means Chilis we left out. Yayin went Lekula. Pas went Lechum over here. That means we left the lumbus behind the cases over here and applied the lumbus behind it. That means when you buy Pas in the store, you have to have two things on top of it. You have to know what exactly then
the
angel's doing over here. But they have what? They have one plastic thing on top of it, right?
Yeah, but then you accuse
saying. You have light inside the straight.
It would look so different.
If you, well, a kosher company,
put lard inside angel's bread, is that what?
No, they're switching it. They're switching it.
Looks the same. Angel's bread is the same.
Angel's bread. Take a second. I'll put it back to you.
That's another issue. That's another issue. So you tell me the angel themselves is the seder, and delivery mice comes in the massive box, and this makol they have tamers the seder. Well, if you're the makol, that's owned by a chileni, or the delivery man is, I don't know.
Well, we'll get to it.
These are the issues. Now, you're going to get valve, the head is the base, you have no enough for switching it, masculine. But I'm just pointing out, the get the pass. Again, Avada will have a terror. But these are first the clones, are not the cases, the numbers behind the cases. Things switch between as a. Now, they do point out that Lacha switching, which causes the Sugya pass, Lav Afka pass negates the Isser. Let's say pass again on Pesach. The people are discussing it, Hilda's Pesach, someone sends Yain Sriatha, it's Koshla Pesach. Maybe we switched it with a case of whiskey, not Koshla Pesach. Also the same Sugya over here. That means any pass, same idea.
That paper, a simon that they like, you look
at. Oh, we'll get the simonum. Fine. So, that's first the cases. Now, what we really have over here is 2 points, the Alpha and Beis and Gimel and Dalet. Sif Alpha and Beis are the cases of when you need two Simon and when you need one Simon. And Gimel and Dalet is what are Simonim? Well, that means we'll divide up the two things over here. So first, Alpha and Beis, the question is when you need one Simon and one two Simonim. Best, and to be clear, there are two separate Sugyas, and each Sugya has three different Shitas over there. And you have to know both Sugyas and all three Shitas by at least the second Sugya. But there are different things, different ideas floating around over here. First, number one, we have a sugya of lamates. It's very clear that Rav says that chovis needs two simonim, one simon is also mash enkein champag. L'maisa, we need one simon is enough. What's chovis? Very simple. Maskon of the Gemara is chatichas dag, baser, yayin, and chelis. Those are four things. And Father Shmuel says, puts the two together, Bosa and Dogma is all one case of Bosa, is one thing over here. Now, the question, obviously, is what Pshat in the Gemara? Why the case of Chovis, does he need two simonim, and the case of Champag, you need one simon? A basic question, based on the question, there are three mahalach among the Rishonim. First mahalach is Rashi, says very clearly in the Sugya, the reason why Bechovis is Machmer, it's very expensive, where they switch it, it's worth it, it's kedai for that person. You might switch it, it's as a mailah, Bosa, piece of meat, Geshmak, switch it to a trade piece of meat that's cheaper over here. Dog, the same thing over here. Tchelis, the same thing. It's very expensive. Today, tchelis is wow. We really anyway have tchelis, so it doesn't make a difference. But so I said those are things. And yain, as the chivus the yain, special dinner chivus the yain. Mash enke in the case of champag is not that expensive, not worth it, not kedai. Rashi shito. A second malach, coming the Rashi, says the chil between the chovis and champag. The chovis is an isid deraisa over here. And sadly, sim deraisa. Maybe a person be matriach and be mezayich. We have more choshes than Ister, right? So, mash engin champag is only an Ister abad over here. Therefore, we make it. That means the whole idea of worrying about over here is the guy is gonna be tereach and open up and forge it and seal it back again. Negate to the rice, there'll be more choshes. Trouble, we'll less choshes over here. We'll get to that. That's shach's kasher. But let's negate to the Rashi over here. Now, the get to Yain Nesach, the Maisa Yain Old Rabbanon, again, says the Rashba, Chivas of the Sugi of Yain Nesach, who give the get of the rice over here. The third Malach among the Rishonim is Kamon the Ran, Apili the Yishalmi, called the Yishalmi, and it really depends is it Issa Begufai or Issa Begeta Teruvois? If it's Issa the Gufa Dover, like Bosser, Dag, the thing itself, the Etzim is also, that we worry about the thing, not with the Sugi of Teruvois. Then the Maisel will be Machmer. If it's get up to Ruvais, he said the person then will be Michael, I pass to Michael, because only this Dura bottom. That's the three sheets over here.
The Ran is almost the same as the
no, he needs two, he says two things. So it has to be the Raisa and the cases is the Rufai. Those are three different sheets. Allah Maisa is very, and this Sugya is very simple. Machaba passes the Rashba. Chachmazad, Mar Shofan, the Pajma of the Rashba, the Chilik over here is the difference if it's Durabon or the Raisa. If the case over here is Drabonon, the look is one chasim is enough. If the case is Duraiso, they need two chasimas over here. That's how we come out, very simple. The question, just to build upon that, let's say someone is being sent, gets a delivery over here.
We only buy the Raj, in other words, the Raj won't be chashid if it's Drabonon, but it's more you call like Rashi.
Drabonon, except by Yain Nesach. No, we did not bring down Rashi. I don't see anyone in the loft bring down Rashi.
Even though it's more expensive.
I don't see anyone bring down Rashi.
No,
I don't see. Again, maybe be the next. Okay, get next to I think we're referring to. Now, again, this once to give you, just come out. Again, so let's say you send something with a guy that has both. You send with a guy, Bosser and Gvino. Wrapped up, two in the bag, don't buy a Bosser Mechalo. Bosser, how many chasimas you need? Two. Gvino, how many do you need? One. So now, what are you saying over here? Let's be choishes, be tavosser, that they can be matriach, but he wants so to open up the two chasimas over here, the one chasima, and if you need two. So you put on one chasima. Is the gevina going to be osser or motor? On the bag, you have one bag, boss and chalv inside, boss and gevina inside.
So the boss definitely is osser.
It's definitely? You can say like this. Well, if the boss is osser, choishes, you open it. Well, if you open it already, so the gevina also will be osser. Or say, well, if it's gevina inside, well, if we're not chushy open inside the gvino, so the boss will be motor. We say a third option. Boss is osir and gvino is motor. You have three different options over here. Both are osir, both are motor.
We divide the two. And boss.
What?
No, the
bandai should both be osir. Both should be osir. But my gvino, one chasim is not. He has one chasim over here.
No, because he's opening, because there's only gvino. Because he is boss, he's opening the boss. He's opening the boss.
What?
According to the Rashba.
So where is there a bonadarisa? Fine, so again, so case of Buster's derisa, case of Gvina's drop on them. So you put it all in one bag.
So the Buster were
but it's in the same bag. So maybe you open him inside the Buster, let's ask the Gvina now. Because we're taking, he opened it up.
Which one did he switch?
Which one did he switch both? Okay, if now if once it's open already, you see the both are open. What?
Take the Buster, not the Gvina.
Once it's open, it's open. No, that's what I'm saying. We're saying, by the opponent, we're not choshes, but the rice is choshes. So now, if we're choshes, we're choshes. So the Dak Tshuva being done in Divleiv, he says, I'll send you to all the sugya which you had in Simon Kufyod. But the column of Kokvo Kemetsa Mechso. Over there, we had a Shiloh that lets you eat a piece of meat. Same one piece of meat, half it's in the street and half it's in the makolet. You have nine makolets that are kosher, one strafe over here. It's the same piece. One in the street, the maaser called the parish, one parish, it's kosher. The one makolet, it's kokvo Kemetsa Mechso, it's Isser Deraisa over here. So the same piece of meat, one piece would be mutu, one piece would be an Isser Deraisa. Or do you say, well, the ones that's called the Parshim Parish is... No, but that's the bottom. No, this is the rice. It's crossing the rice. Over here. You have a piece, you have meat. You have a triangle of a chicken. The polka's in the street, the triangle's in the makolet. Right? So the Peskichuba, they're being down the tumul among the Yudhila Paiskim, part of the Taz, you're saying, Chabe, but not without the Taz. Now, what's that loch? Can you have the same piece of meat that one's mutter, one's in the rice? But you say, no, once called the parish of a parish is a pirish, this is mutter, it's megala, and the piece inside, that's also mutter. They have a carrot. Kokavachter, it's going to be the rice is osir, the one in the street, the mice is also osir. Say, no, the one's osir is osir, the one's mutter is mutter. Sensitive lave, it should be the same exact question over here.
No, so what are we passing
over? So what are we passing over there? It was a question here. It was a question, I think, on Ari's test. He asked on the smicha nisiv hatter. So let's go, let's hear. We'll get smicha. The answer is right, very good. Right, the Chavadah says Maisa both the Machmer, the Nadibuda says both the Michael, and the Pichodesh over there says anyone who says such thing does not know how to pass anything, does not know anything about Isra Heta, maybe Minla Small. This one's also that one's water. Fine. Maisa, what's the answer over here?
Same thing.
Also, according to the Nadibuda, that's
because
there's
a Akhra.
Here there's no
Akhra. Oh, right. You can't be Machalik. That's in the Divleib wants to send you the same Sugya. A Maskim can be Machalik 100%. That's an interesting question how to apply it over here.
No, maybe you're the one to say that there's a crow.
Fine. That's first. Once you're going to get to two simonim, one simon. Again, we have a three pshatim over here. We can one like the Rashbo, that the chilul between the Rabbanu versus the Raisa. A second sugya now we have. The Gemara daf lam alf in the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara being zan over there that a person wants to put it on the chutz of a guy, a case of sheikha or yain. As long as the mafteach oy the chayisim, the guest we have in front of us oy chayisim is biyad yisrael. Rav Loza says it's mutter. Says Rav. Rav says the loch is like the Rav Loza. The mice of one chasim the mice of mutter by the case of yayin. So fact we show them. Who's the one says by chavis? And one of the case of chavis is yayin two chasimus is Rav. Rav Naflam and Alf said by the case of yayin one chasim the mice is enough. So now we have a second sugya that seems to be a baya that in yain itself you can mechal between one chasim and two chasimus. A second sugya. How do you define the chilah between the case of Rav and Aflam and Alf versus Rav and Aflam and Tess? So again, we have three mahalchim among the Rishonim how to answer this question. But here, all three mahalchim are brought down lalach among the paiskim. Shailah has had applied. Now, Mishra has come along with time. He wants a taino. It depends. The only reason why you need two chasimus is a case of Yisrael that's choshed. It's worse than the case of a guy. A guy, he knows you don't trust him. He has a mirror system over here. So one chasim is enough. You saw that's chashid. Yeah, you saw, we trust each other. And a lot of people say in business, sometimes you didn't know how to deal with in the case of guy. So fine, that's the concept. And therefore, for that reason, which is that you saw that's chashid, we need more of a chashad upon him. There's less of a mirror system he has. And therefore, we need two chasimas.
I smell a chashid, I mean, you don't trust
them. So chashid, not again. He walks around as being a from yid. So you know he has issues, and therefore he shows himself as, you know, he's like the chazir shows himself with his split hooves over here, and therefore he thinks you trust him, because achinim thinks he's all over here. We'll get to what I think what you're asking. They get to chilayim. I mean, chashid, he's a strong, but he's chashid, we're doing
he's sir. He doesn't know that
everybody's
chashid.
No, he thinks forget. Everyone is trust him. A lot of people in business who dress the part to sell people to trust them, again, they're not trustworthy. Someone who tries to present himself as being Yisrael, but he's a chosher.
That's the difference.
We'll get to, well, yeah, they'll get to that point. 100%. 100%. That's the one mahalach, that's the main time of mahalach. That needs, by Yisrael, chosher is worse than the case of Goy. Tosef goes on further and says, that's the difference of Yisrael here, what right to make this chilek. The invitation himself comes on, who the Baal Tosef is. One time there's a chilek, whether a case of Bekodin or a case of being shaleach. If it's a case of Mikodim, gave it to him and you get it back, you can just see afterwards the chesim that you put up on. There's more of a mirsas. Let's say you sent it, but someone else can go get it. There's less of a mirsas. In that case, you need a situation of two chesimas. A third malach, the Ran, B'shem Da'cherim, the Cherim is better from the Rajman, Tarat Tobias. He wants to say the Girs is not a case of Maftech Eichoisim. The Girs is Maftech Vichoisim. And therefore, really, what a belongs to come to go do over here is to say, when you have a mafteach, is that enough as the second chesimah when you have also a chesimah over here? That a belongs to wants to be made and say mafteach vichesim is enough, and that's the chumah want to disagree with, and that would pass in the kula. To come to that court to the Rashi, you always need two chesimahs. The haisofa of a belongs to the rabbi is passing is that we need the two chesimahs is enough when it's mafteach vichesim. No. That's a different malach. There's three different shot in the sugya to answer this question. No, nothing to do with that. Correct. That's, again, we have a kasha over here, stirrus, with three different tirotsim. We have a teretz where a chilbzini saw a choshed versus a goy. We have a teretz of pekodim versus shlichos. We have a teretz of a case over here whether it's maftech vichaisim. That's a stuff of the kul over here. Three separate tirotsim.
Who's the Rashi?
That's the Rashba. Because bias and the base is being down, they ran v'shem da'cherim.
Can you explain what's
up there? Well, we'll get to Sifdal Bedoshim. We'll try a little bit. Now, again, Halacha Maaseh will do these three tirotsim over here. The Mechaber and Sifdalad, he passes like this Rashba. That means he be'ikis says you always need two chasimahs, Betzim. You always need two. Except, with some of Kulav for Blazer, like Rab Paskins, that a Mafteh Maaseh is enough. That's how the Mechaber Paskins. Now, negate the Sugya of Pekodin, or the case of Shalech, to make this Chalik. The Mechaber brings down Blosh Nish Omrim. If you read the Mechaber, it sounds like Stam Vish Omrim. He's not passing like this Yish Omrim. They point out, as I think the Shach sent you, Sim Kuf Lamed, the Mechaber clearly passes against this. There's no Chil whether it's to be Kodin versus a case of a case of being Shlichos. What?
Like
this Stam, however, be clear, well, our Chashulchan points out, you're thinking about it a little bit, I just point out the two separate sukkahs over here. That means the Stam has nothing to do with the Yeshayimim. The Stam is really about him, one chesimah, two chesimah, drabon deraisa, that's one sukkah, that's the Rashba. The second sukkah, this Yeshayimim, has nothing to do with that. Therefore, one says, this Yeshayimim is not being chaylik, the Stam is losh Yeshayimim, and therefore, one time is loyplik, you can pass like this Yeshayimim. Yeah, those who do. Again, but the Aruch HaShulchan wants to tie up, but this has nothing to do with the Stam. There's no clear right Stam Yeshayimim over here. And therefore, those who pass like this Yeshayimim. The Shach said the Prichod is passing like this Yeshayimim. He said that's Iker Teretz among the Rishayim. The Aruch HaShulchan said we pass like this Teretz. But the Mechaber in Kuf Lamed does not pass in this way. The third sheet over here, the Halacha of can you be Mechalik, whether it's Yisrael Choshed or a case of a Goy, they're more being down by us. And the Sima Kuf Lamed said, V'chei Noigim B'diavet. The Sima Kuf Lamed is by a case of B'diavet. That means we have three Tirotsim over here. The chiluk whether it's a case of mafteh b'chayim can work upon it. Mechabes passed that way in Zevdalit. The locha of bikodin versus shlichus. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pichodesh Paskins, not like the mechaber. And the idea of being semich upon one chasimo by a guy, the Ramah said b'chayim noigim b'diavad. Those three tursim were semich on all three, different times, different cheetahs. Now we're semich on, but that means that it's brought down among the paskim all three. Now, just to maybe go back to all three, each one added a point. First, again, they get to the idea of a bikodin, they give it, and you get back and go see. So again, we have machlokes, machaber, being machmer, or chashon, bichodesh, being mekel. What's the lumdus behind it? The chashokan seems to argue with the shach, and bichodesh, what's the lumdus behind it? The shach seems to understand the sugya mirsas. Sugya mirsas, you can tell the guy, without even telling the other person, tell the guy, I'm putting on this thing over here, and it's enough, it's sugya mirsas over here. Our Choshukun says it's not a sugi of mirsas. You have to tell other person it's a sugi of simen. Leave other person go check it. I mean, Shalom, what is the sugi of the head over here? Sugi of mirsas or sugi of simen over here? Right, he says right. So don't have to. Our Choshukun says, I'm quote Shach says he's wrong. Quote says incorrectly. That's Aleph.
You don't even have to put a simen, you just tell them, right?
Yeah. But again, the Mechab doesn't pass in a way. Our Choshukun doesn't pass in a way.
Now, Shach also passing in a way.
No, the Shach. No, he says, Ein Kuf Lamed. He says, Mechab is not passing like that. He sends you.
What
No, you see, it sounds like the shachar. We don't go aluch l'maik. Aluch we do not pass like this malach. The other malach about the chil between a goy versus Yisrael choshed. So again, v'chein noigim. The main question is applied to the gate to our chilenim is manazeh. Is there a heter when you have one chasim over here or not? So they point out Chagos Ben Yomin, we're talking about El Yaakov of Skashlitz. He comes along and says that what is the lumdus behind the reason to mechal between the two? It's when he presents himself as being a yid, but he's a choshed. He thinks you trust them. Chilonim don't think that way. The other chilonim, again, we said that chilonim have a geder of a guy in the beginning, but they have a geder of a guy also that will have the kula b'di eved like the samol, like the zemei tam, but the eved can be samech on one chasimo. Because chilonim, no, we don't trust them. They have a geder of a guy. We look at them; they're not shemitah mitzvahs over here.
Really chilonim,
you have to know.
No, no, I don't think
it makes
sense. No, they do not say they are Jewish. They're not going to say, can you trust me because I'm Jewish? There's no such concept. That concept is not there. I mean, you can tell yes, every guy thinks you trust them. No, guys don't think you trust them. They're nichol in the category of guy. They know they're just like guy. There's no difference. That means you can tell me, you know, yeah, it sounds like the more Mizrahi you are, the more of a problem you have. I meant not that way. More of a Yisrael Choshed, that was a mistake. More Yisrael Choshed you are, it's more of a bayah. Ask me. Fine, and I did when they get the Mabtech for Chayis, we'll have to get the Siv Dalet. So, Hans Meisel came out over here by Siv Alet Zabez. Again, the question: when one Siv, one Simon, we have two separate Sugas over here. The Sugin Daflam test, the Ikim Alef went like the Rajbo. The Chilik is whether it's Drabonu versus the Raisa. The second Sugin Daflam Alef, we have Pima Halchim on the go, and put down by the Paiskim, all Pima Halchim, have to know how to Mitzarif, how to put it down practically. Now, there is a point over here discussing one Simon versus two Simon. Send the Shaf. First shaft to Kohen Aleph, why do you need any simonim? That means aloha in the simon time of Gimel, aloha you have a trefis, biadgoi, you're not sure where it came from a Jewish butcher shop or from a Goyish one. If most of the meat in the town is owned by Yidden and it's kosher over here, so aloha is any meat you find biadgoi has a gather called a parish, a parish, as mutumatari, emin abundant to go eat it. So let's think about it. A piece of meat to be yad a goy, the maisa is mutter. You're not sure what it is. But if you send it with a goy, the maisa is aser. What's this word to mechalik? Especially in Nachtu Ramah, and Simon Tamar Gimel does not hold the sugi of Boston Salmanai. What's this word over here to mechalik? There it's mutter, over here the maisa is to be aser. So Shach says, maybe you can tell me, Echnami, in our case, the way Boston over here, the maisa is a treif. No, that's not as mechalik. It starts off that way. He said, no, I have two turusim. One territory wants mechalik. It's worse when you send it with them. Because when he has it, he gains nothing out of switching it. His own piece of meat. I'll take it, switch it, put it, and put trade with Makam Kosher. Why the world is he switched it? Bishlami has your piece of meat. It's better, more geschmack, more expensive. You gain out of it. He has a reason to switch. It's his own piece of meat. Why be chosh for him to go switch? That's his first teretz. Second teretz, he wants a mechalak, whether it's his man rav or his man kotzer. His man kotzer is mice can be mekel, his man rav can be machmer. Take both points over here. First point over here is saying, again, saying wave buster in the city is kosher, but mice is also when it's the case of a shlichus over here. Are we going to be machmal like the shach? So come on, B'gdol HaKhoilim, the Minchas Yaakov, and others point out, the Rivosh and Tshuva, and the Rajba Tshuva is this question. And said the Minchas Yaakov, the shach forgot the Rivosh and the Rajba, before Shem Tshuva that way. And they answer, what's the teretz? Like the shach's habimino. Talking about the case of a roi boss in the city is treif. A roi boss is kosher, and a chlam in maisa is mutter. He says that, and says, but don't say that. Shach says, don't say that.
But even
said, even Sivov. Alright, I only have to learn half to $2. So come on, the Minchas Yaakov, he is upon, and he says, he regarded, and therefore he paskins him and the Pichodesh against the Shach. Said the brave boss in the city, the Maishas kosher, no problem. Now, it seems to me, Machlokes Rajba versus Rivosh is that Tzavka L'chadchila, only B'diavet. That means, Minchas Yaakov, Yichodesh, says even L'chadchila. Chalkot B'yamun said, the whole part of the case of B'diavet, the Maishas is also Mutu, you did not need any Chasima at all. Therefore, for example, just curious, what's rave pizza in Yerushalayim? Is it kosher? You get involved with what is exactly Rabbanot, I'm not sure what category you want to put it under. Well, what's most pizza in the mountains? Do you need any chasimo? What is most pizza? Well, I'm not sure what that is. What's most meat in Yerushalayim? I'm not sure what it is. So you could get involved with under what category is Rabbanot. You could argue the point.
Well, you're including
Yisrael,
you're including...
Right, it's telling the...
No, also you have to know how to find a city. You have to know how to find the mountains. Oh, take an area. Monticello. What's the Liberty?
Going
what?
Roy
Pizza.
He's going
Roy Pizza in Yerushalayim. What is that? Did Chilem have pizza? As much as we have it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know, but you have to know. And anyone, most of them have Rabbanot. How much is really straight? Well, it's another thing. Again, if you will learn the sugya, there'll be a 6 or 7 at a term over here. We're not finished the sugya. The Vahab is Rabbanot Sivzayin. I didn't get Sivzayin either. Fine, but under what category do you put it over here? So, according to those who argue in the Shach, what's that of a pizza? Who says you need any chesimus over here? That's Aleph. Second thing over here. Get that also. A second thing over here. Shach says, even according to Shach, he says it's a short time versus a long time. How long is a short time? How long is a long time? What does that mean exactly? The Shach sends you to the sugya of the Gemara by the sugya of Gatosha by case of Yayin. So Rashi says the shir is a short time, it's maybe a mil or more. Rashi says on the sugya. Mil is what, 20 minutes? 18 minutes, 20 minutes, 22 minutes, 24 minutes, half hour. That means that they make the pizza and you get it within, let's say, a half hour. That takes them 50 minutes to make it. To get it within 15 minutes. That's a short time. For the Shach, you don't need it to see them anyway. Even according to the Shach.
What did
you
say, a mil?
A mil. Rashi is a mil of Yoyser. For the short time. That's the Shach sending to that sugya. And that's some of Dalum Beis. And nobody's around. So it comes out, again, there are just two, I mean, we're discussing one simon, two simonim. Build upon the Shach that Tom didn't know simonim. Besides, again, the other Eterim. Again, we have to speak out a bunch of Eterim. One is, number one, it's Roiv is kosher. There's those who want to say it's mutter. And the Chalat Shmuel says the case of the Yavid Yes. Number two, a short time. You have to find what the get of a short time is. Number three, the Lochan Zebes.
They had like a sticker of the pizza shop.
We'll get to that also. That's the eight. So that's fun. No buyer. I'm asking. Number three, negate to the simon over here, Zebes. So do you have to go check after to make sure that the simon was on top of it? So it says the Machaber, Zebes. If you know reason, go check if the simon is still on top of it. You send it that way, the mice, that's enough. However, the Shach says, Abad Lochan Lechat Chilo to go check. To go tell the person what exactly the chesim over here is, and therefore, what the Elam seems to go do, they get, let's say, a package of a plastic bag, or they get something in a box over there, and they have on top of it the name of the company that's on top of it. That's usually the chesim that's coming from this company. Stapled on, sealed on. Now, we'll get to exactly how to be practical. Now, in this halacha, Kamung Ramon, he says, it's true, you have to go check it, but let's say it's from a Kumkul. If it's messed up, the chesimo, the nevada, it's mamash a case of, that's awesome. And if you kill him, we'll be treif. But let's say, come on the shach and send you to Ramon Simukuf Lamid, let's say you see the mice of the chesimo is on top of it. But how did it happen the way it happened, the guy went on his tostos, took his pizza, and the box went up and down. And you see the way it opened up and went through a case of, through traveling, not through the guy himself opened it over here.
What did you say about
me? No, the way I think it's going, the delivery company is. So the words of the Ramo is this kalkal ide behemo tnoikis, where the derech of traveling over here. The Maisha says in that case, even though there's no chesim anymore, it's more to be the event. That means a lot of times you get things, and what happened over here? The guy, whatever, he had a good time driving. So that Maisha either there's no chesimo, the Ramo said the Maisha is motor. Although there was a chesimo, but the event, avada, you put on chesimus. But once it was done away, there's no bayah. That means number one, you have to check. No, the chachili should check. Even if you do check, you see it's miskalkal, it's messed up the chesimus. The maisa, if it's, you can tell that went through the traveling way, not the any chashas, they switched it, the maisa is also smutter. Now, in this halacha and sefes, Kamung Gamon says, let's say you have a no one not in switching it. Again, a very important head over here, which be'etzim the mechaber and the torah brings down the sif yud. We just have to define it more. But let's say you have a no one not out of it. Is there a chashash that they switch it just to get you? Let me switch it, why? Because these Jews over here, we'll get him, make sure we get something that's straight over here. He has his pizza from this company. I'll get to know Tony's over here, just to get him. Mice is very clear, there's no enough from switching it, we're not chashash. Don't go past that way, we're not chashash that.
What if there
therefore,
could be a situation where it could be a specific situation.
Oh, we'll get to that. I think what you're referring to. But in general, isn't. So therefore, a third reason why pizza. What is
Rashi's
No, so Rashi's saying it's very expensive versus a little bit. He has no enough. Rashi sounds like it's kedai. Here it's not as kedai. This is not kedai at all. That means, let's say, Goy, what happens? He's going to deliver you a pizza. Your chosh, maybe he ate it and went to go bought something else and switched it, put it in his place. We can go buy anyway, let him eat that one. What is he gaining over here? The your chosh, that he did something over here. What I know, because the Jewish one tastes better?
No, it's cheaper.
Again, but he's going to go buy one anyway. So go buy that one. Go eat that one. Well, what's he gaining exactly? If you get a better piece, the firmer one tastes better. Fine, economy. But right, like your face said, right, tastes better. Come on. If anything, the way they advertise those pizzas, like, they just look delicious, right? It's certainly part. The main part of eating is just presentation and the way how it looks. That's the icker. So people want to know, delivering a pizza over here, again, what hanor, what revacho, what is he getting out of by switching the case of pizza? Now a piece of meat also is really the same question. The meat that you're getting, so you could tell me if it's, you can maybe resell it, if you gained out of it. But again, yesh lozer, but you have to know, there's a very important amor ahead over here that does not need any chasimus over here, and even says the chalkus b'gam l'chadchilat's mutter, he gains nothing out of it. Now the place can say, but let's say in the Pacific that Kimta you will gain out of it. Example, let's say he's traveling on a trip for a couple of hours and there's food over here in the back. So maybe in that case no food around. He'll eat this now, he'll get closer and he'll switch, he'll buy something in between. Echanami said the Khamsi, more time in the base mayor. In that case, you have Yechoshish. If there is a reason to switch it, a gam does not mitzad taste or mitzad any revach getting out of it, but Maisi is hungry, he's on a trip. If there's a chash, echanami there's a chash. That's true. Otherwise, if there's no reason to give him to gain out of it, a guy's delivering pizza in the city. There's no, I can't see any chash. Why be chush for that?
The guy drives like they drive.
Again, this, I don't think this. I don't think you have to. Something he'll gain out of it, yeah. I don't think Azuki Islam Akhtakina that he'd have to get an accent.
In fact, we could come up with a situation.
No, I don't think so. No. So, again, so they get the pizza. We have, I think, three is very similar term right now. He doesn't gain out of switching it. Or maybe Roy pizza is Yushlaim is kosher. Or maybe it's definitely get of a short time. That's a guaranteed cheese on the pizza, or even salad might be the rice, because show here. The guaranteed to, let's say, milk. Is there any term out there? So first, it's very clear that milk, first, how many chesimus you need, one or two. So first, what is the chash negate to milk? So really, in the sugar negate to cholavakum. The chash over here is they can put in treif milk, and what's the getter of treif milk? Kol yitzme tamay. This is the rice over here. Therefore, maybe you put camel milk inside with your cow milk. And this will be a bayam inside the sugi with the raiso. If it's a bayam inside the sugi with the raiso, why is the world you need one chasima? You need a case of two chasimas over here. So it's very clear the Gemara says, by us not lam hein avoid zara, we're not chushes will switch fully, because one's white and one's yellow, different color over here. Therefore, the only chash is you'll mix inside the camel milk and inside the sugi of terubis over here. Therefore, at the end of the day, what's the chash over here at the end of the day? So come along the shach, come with the pre-sha. Best is only a chash drabbanon. That's why one chesimus is enough. Now, why is that so? It seems to be a mavucha of the shach versus the gedolei achrenim. The way the shach says he is the kasha. The chori sheva bayava deraisa. Shach has two drusimus of kontras. Either one's taino. You're mixing the camel milk with the cow milk. Mimbeminoi me'atoya is bottom right. Only me'abonim being the machmomir. If it's a gedolei drabbanon, one teretz. Or second teretz cholachacharoyv. Two different reasons over here. The Maisa, the Bach, and the Pitoria, and other places come along and say, no, still we have a Baya of what's mixing inside, we should have a Chash of Yavad Reiso. What does that mean? That means, Bessem, there's two points over here. We really have two questions. Number one is, the Shach is saying in the case of Mimbamina, people of Elf, Mimbamina, Bottom Arrive. Come along the Numus Achwenim, and the Kasha, the Kivegir on the page, the Peskachub on the page, calling the Yudah, that Lachura, the halacha called the shach and sim tzadaches is when in the case of mim b'minoi, what defines mim b'minoi? The tam. The other maaser, it's taste, shach passes its way, and shach in this case is they taste two different ways. The tam will be it tastes different. Therefore, we nechal get a min she'ena minoi. If it's lachura nechal get a min she'ena minoi, therefore be a case of a shach deraisa. So number one, The Shach himself over here says, Shishim.
And they have,
No. That means, again, the Shach thing over here is Ketim Minay Batabroi, and Shishim Drabonim. Come on, the Gnodah Chodim say, what do you mean? It's been Bishloibi Minay, go after Tan, cash up on the Shach. And therefore, Be'ezim Bia Bayam, it's had a Sugiv Adaraiso. Sugiv Adaraiso. ISO, in fact, Achoidim over here is very clear. One Chasim is enough, you don't need a case of two Chasimis. So he said for a separate reason. What's the tzad to ask over here? Mitzad the sugi of tam ki ikur. That means metoro, we go after wife. Mitzad tam, meaning the case of tam ki ikur deraiso. Why tam ki ikur deraiso? The makorot either for potskim mishas, or the case of gulei nochrim. That says no to be the case of lavim, lav shiyish by malchus. The milk that's coming out of a camel is called yotim atomei tomei, is the isra say. We had away the piskachu by us, and also tzad achas say. By an isra say, the loch is tam ki ikur derabonon. Therefore, the case over here, why to give it a get of one chasim, it comes out either the shach's malach, at the end of the day is bimah minoy, it's brought to be right in the Torah, or no, the gdol achoyim's malach is no, be'etzem should be a case of yamim b'shloy b'minoy, a case of shishim. The reason why it's drabonon is tam kirk is drabonon, by the case of Yisra'a say. Two different malach among the gdol achoyim. The maestro, once we have one chasimo, the question really is, can you go to any store, buy a coffee, and use the muk that's on the container, on the counter, and put inside your coffee? That's open already. If it's sealed. What? Oh, so you have no chasima. So the question really is like this. No, we'll get to that. That's the question. That means, the only one wants to start telling me, when little sugya kuf, by sugya kolakim kuf tezvav, that really depends where you're traveling, you're always left with the heter of Moshe. I see the Swam say you have no heter. Pierre Dover. That means when you're traveling, let's say you're somewhere in the mountains, find this milk around, this can be from camel milk or treif milk. Assuming there's maybe a chash. Some guy has milk, put inside your container over here. But even in the city, right, the only thing you're left with what? Then if what do you do over here? You have a case of a J&J Chol Yisrael. If they have this soul, J&J. Right. No, golden flow, right? Golden flow? So they have golden flow Chol Yisrael over here. So everyone knows. What are they, that the ism, you look at the date was 3 months ago on the milk over there, what actually do they do? They take the chol v'akim, they pour inside the golden flow. Fine. So, what are you worried about? This? Anyways, it's the case over here of chol v'stam. Sebech panu moish should be motor. What's the moish as you said of his heter? You point down in the chol v'yisol, chol v'stam, the best one of the three sheet is over here. There's a pre-chodesh that says, be mekel when it costs more money. Moshe says we did not call it the Pichodesh, we're going to answer it. Unless either you have a Yediyah, that's a Moshito, or Loipuk the Chassam Soivashiv, Chassam Soivashito. What's Yediyah? When you have the Memshalah, the government, you have a Sugi of Mirsas, you have a Sugi of Yediyah. In a store over here, there's no government, there's no Memshalah, there's no Yediyah over here. That's what? What are you going to go do? He's going to go buy the special milk in the store across the street that's cow milk that's double the price over here. Is that worth it for him? This is trade milk in New York City, but it costs much more money than the chol v'stam. So why in the world be chayshish for him to go buy the trade milk in the store, the camel milk that's double the price, when there's chol v'stam right next to it? That's the sword you make in the city. Whose sheet is that? Pichadosh. We don't call it the Pichadosh. You don't have the heter of Moshe anymore. Moshe said to the Memshal, the government, chol v'stam, you have Yediya brew over here. It's not Mitzad to give Yediya. It's not the price. It's not Kedai. Why in the world with the local store over here who's giving you a coffee, why in the world would you go buy the camel milk that's double or triple the price? That's the Pri Chodesh. Very nice. We don't call it the Pri Chodesh. You tell me, oh, I have a Chaznish that went like that. So I'm a Chaznishnik. Maestro, he himself, the Pais can point out that he's only Semech Aponik when he was in Eretz Yisrael, in the beginning of the Medina, don't have milk around, and maybe only Tavak Chalav, or Kedaimo. Otherwise, there's no emotion, even in the city. I still want to say that Yisra Floshtrim this question and Rafael this question and Diane Skur. So Maisa, all three said Echonami, it's also sandy mountains, no difference. If you even on Moshe's head does not apply when you walk into the store and the milk carton of mice is opened.
And in our soil,
be the same thing. Be the same thing. Now you might have a heter, at least in the Shiva Smir area, might be Nichla Geda Mavar Dirabim. We'll maybe have to get later on Siv Zayin, which I don't think we have this heter. I don't think so. Because no Shaykh, because they bring it in, they take it out, and therefore the place no Rabim around. But should be the same problem. There is treif milk that you can buy, I assume. Again, tell me there's no treif milk to buy Seder. You can buy camel milk over here?
Yeah, where are you going to find
Again, that's back to Pichodosh. You're back to the Pichodosh.
No, it's not a matter of more expensive. It's a matter of...
There is camels around. The people milk camels. It is. It's around. There's camels in this country. You see them all the time. Okay, they have... They have milk. Now, again, if you tell me the Metzius is not around, you can argue, fine. Then, again, it's back to Pichodosh. Pichodosh says, in the Amsterdam, we have nothing really around. That's Pichodosh. That's not the Heter of Moshe. So, Echlami, Mitzan Astrigo of Chasimus, you won't need it. Mitzan Astrigo of Chol Stav.
It's a Hashir that's Mahadra, maybe you wouldn't eat it, but.
So, again, I'm not sure how to put under that category. I'm not sure what. Now, you could tell me, Roiv. Again, but Roiv is not good enough for the Sugya of the Issa of Chazal Asim. In Al Sugya, I don't think it's a problem. The Sugya is. Even that Roiv, we're not choshev, you're not going to gain out of it. What's the reason? Our Sugya is not going to be necessary. You're not going to gain out of it, let's say. The Sugya of Chol Akim, we asur it. We say it's asur, lest you be dear Brua. So we say it's asur.
In stores in Yerushalayim, places where fruit people work there.
What?
What's the shot?
Again, you're back to the pre-chodesh.
No, but you're saying there's a suspicion.
Not our
signal. What's going on in the store? I'm saying in the store lane, what are you worried about? Someone opened up this milk.
This,
hey, what about somebody
when
else?
When did he open this? Maybe this milk was yesterday. And the IT filled it up. How do you know that you opened up this morning that always people around? Maybe you opened up yesterday, last night.
Maybe even in the same store where there was.
Who exactly is the Roma? Who's working there? Chilonim? Goyim? Goyim? Right, exactly. I don't know, you tell me. Is it? Fine.
No, but now then, you back on the machine, is that worse? In a coffee machine, is that worse?
The coffee machine has to have Ashkocha on it. Has to have Ashkocha. I would not buy for a coffee machine with no Ashkocha.
And
we have a shul, they have a coffee machine. When did that container be open? If it opened today, you can give out a Mavid Rabbis. You don't know if it opened today. So yesterday. The stationery store is the mice have no problem because he's a Shematar Mitzvah.
That's what I'm saying.
Shematar Mitzvah. Yeah. No problem. The stationery store I have no problem with. I asked a bunch of people what their term are, the non stationery store, the other places that people are not Shematar Mitzvah. It depends. Some are, some aren't.
They're not basic.
Don't know what they are. Now, back to what is a chesimah. So basically, we have over here the loch and sif gimel and sif dalet. First case is sif gimel, come on the mechab and says you write an oif letter, you write aleph, you write beis, you write gimel, write them down. That should be nichol together chesimah. Come on the mechab by us. And Simkuv Lamin, where again the chesimahs are brought down, he points out in a place where people know how to do Kesav Yisrael, there's no heter writing down Oisius, which is Bisman Azer, Rashi Nech Yisrael. People know how to write Hebrew. They even won't have this heter, but it's Batsim and Sub Gimel, but Oisius should not be Nech Negeta of a chesimah. Sorry?
We've read a Rashi script.
They know that too.
They know that too. Better than some of us. Fine. Now, in Sifdal Negate, the Sugim Chesimah, is where we get back to the Rashba, is the case over here, a chos mafteach is nichol together of two chesimahs, is enough by itself or not? So, really, if you read the kelim on the page and off the page, it should be like six different mahalch among the Gedolei Chorim HaPaskin to get to this question. That means a mafteach itself, a lock over here, is that good enough? Now, first, the locks does not mean our locks. In those days, locks were very easy to be broken and remade, or very easy to be picked. That means maybe you can say a suitcase lock, also very easy to any key can open up a suitcase lock. But otherwise, most locks today are not in this category. Let's put it, the locks certainly that way. I don't think it's that way.
Now,
first, to get to their locks. So, number one, the first, the Mechaber is very clear on the Shach passing only like the Mechaber, not like the Mechilim. He wants to know that the Gersik, we sum upon his Rajbo, is Vichaisim, after Vichaisim. Therefore, even though the Chom sound like the two Chasimas, Rah passing like a Blazer, Mephtech, Vichaisim, Mice is enough. However, just by itself, one maftech, one maftech is not enough.
But not
discussing our maftech. One maftech, when you need one, like in case the Rabban, the maftech would not work. Atzad HaSheni, Kamu Gataz, it says, once we're going to pass him like in Sif Aleph, like Rabbi Yantam Shita, but the Yevda B'Semek upon his Shita, that the Gersa is Oy Chayisim, maftech, Oy Chayisim. And therefore, it comes out to B'Semek Chabim Mechalt, like Rabbi Yantam says, whether he saw Choshed or not, or a case of a guy, therefore that's his gears will come out that the mafteich the ma'aser should be good enough even with the evet. This is the chesed of the sugya. I mean, if we're going to stumble upon the main tam, let's be stumble and say mafteich by itself be enough by case of drabon. That's the Taz's his shito. He quotes the Bach. You look up the Bach inside. He seems to say that even mokmat zarech, even lechad chiluk be stumble upon mafteich. Not a case of the evet. Even a case of lechad chiluk mokmat zarech. A fourth shito is the pichodosh. Here's a fascinating case over here. So you do it like a case, especially in the Hilchos Shabbos. He's discussing how in the world did Yidden heat up the chulent on Shabbos. Chulent. It seems to be there was a communal oven that was, let's say, Bishushagai. They'd bring the food over to the oven. They would seal off the oven on Shabbos. And then Shabbos morning, they'll break down the oven, open up the seal over here, and take out the chulent, the maisetz mortar. They'll have it for Shabbos morning. The question is the Pichadosh, is how many chasimas you need, number one. And the chasimas is a mafteich l'maisa good enough. Or you need two chasimas. How do they, again, the question is, you need two chasimas? They sealed one, you need two. Sealing is one sealing. That means they cemented up or they sealed it. They need a second one over here. So he said what the moin am would do, they would seal off the oven, then put paper around it, wrap around it, and that's a chasimo inside of the case of a chasimo. And therefore, that's what they did. So they point out they're being moin amud be machmen to get two chasimas. He says this chumrah here was a chumrah mevli deikulo. It's a tmiyah what the oilim was doing. The mitzvah for the oilim was doing was a pella. He says the fact that they're wrapping it up on Shabbos to come along, what are they going to go do? They're going to rip open the paper. Kriya on Shabbos. It's one of the lamites malachas. Isurim deraisa. Pilei ployim. How can you rip things on Shabbos over here? Is the deraisa? Are you telling me it's being calculated paper? It's a ticket over here. Can you get the chulant out? Just a massive ticket. You can get the chulant. Assume deraisa. Elamai, you tell me, so what to go do? He says, do one chalitza. Not only that, a lot of mice is enough. Why? He says the chiddush over here. The fact that he's giving to the person who has his oven over here, he's an uman. Uman's not giving more nafshai. He's not going to mess up his business over here. And therefore, once a taino, one chasim is enough. I might say, even want to say, it's not an uman, that no, I'll get out of it by taking your children, putting another child in this place. It's a namu etes. Namu etes. She says, the maiso, that's never one chasimo.
He wants 10 Shabbos.
Voidi says, I anyway, paskin, he said, me myself paskin, that because of the case of being a shalayach. And therefore, wants it off. Because I'm putting my children, taking my children out. So, firstly, he has two different reasons why the maiso didn't make all that you need once enough. Why? Because either mitzvah sugya of uman was not kedai for him, or mitzvah sugya because.
Why doesn't it say that Moshe Pshad, when you have the seal of the oven, that chasim is such a big chasim, it's very hard.
We need two, Chazal say two, we're not mechal in which one. Once Chazal say two, we say two. We're not mechal, what, how strong
it's
it is.
Very strong.
How strong. Now it says, and therefore he said, once they say one chasim is enough, even the chil of mafteich is enough. Because once you go like the Gemara said, mafteich oichoisim, even the Chachila go to a case of a Mabdeach. Even that's enough. So he says, number one, what the Olam is doing is mamash a mistake. He over misum deraisa, one's enough, and even Mabdeach is enough. That's his Shita. Pri Chodosh. Maisel Chach Mazon, when he brings it down, he says that his Shita is Hefsti Muwa, Pisamech Ulam Mabdeach. And the Archashuk, when he brings it down, he says Vashasat Chak. That means it came out, we just said six different Malach among the Gedalach Reinim. Either the Machabe says no, Taz says B'diavid, the Mochmat Serif, the Bach. Now, That's the gate to their locks. Again, the Chavos Binyamin says our locks are the gate of a real chesim. Not again, the gate of Mavteach. Our locks are the gate of a real chesim over here. Now, to go back, right, now, focus on this Pichodesh, which is on the Ma'amokim sheet, I assume that it's over here. To go to the two different avenues he said over here. One, he had discussed the sugya of the idea that Bosa B'Yanokri, he has his hatcher, and he said the sugya of Kriya B'Shabbos. Two different Yisraelis. One, the idea in the gate of Bosa B'Yanokri, he says a chiddush of the Uman, when he has something, is not more enough, Shayu, and therefore one chasima, one mafteich, l'mais is enough. Do we pass like that? So, come on the Yanafraim on the page, or the Holy Masha on the page, the send you to a chacham to your tshuva. He brings down, he says, this Pichodesh is a toyus cover. Mama should mistake over here. So the fact he's a uman over here, because he owns the oven, it's a uman and a tagger. What he says, Mapteich, that's enough over here. Mapteich, how can you tell the children what to do with the Mapteich? What does nothing do with the case of another? And then we tell Avada, the head of uman, Leimor, and Avshayu, as no shaykh is the maisa, you need two chasimas over here. And therefore, Avada, the case of children, you need two. That's Aleph. Now the place, when they bring it down, they say we do not collect the Pichodosh. We'll get to that. Don't collect the Pichodosh to get to this Sigur. However, come on the Chalzis Ben Yom and it brings down numerous Achoinim, Shemet HaTzdoka, Amid Tzedek, Perach Mat Aaron. They want Taina, but let's say that's his job over here. Well, they had to learn more Umnasai and one Chasim Umais is enough. Therefore, delivering people, it's their job, their Schayo, that's what they go do. Building upon this idea of Umuloy. More nafshayu, the mice of one chasim will be enough. I mean, let's say the job is to deliver pizza. The rabbi in the Aruch HaShulchan brings down this hatch and says, it depends if it's his schar or not his schar. Which I think it means his schar. I mean, if it's his store and he's delivering it, it's only once enough. But I think even if that's his job to deliver to the store, it's also uman le'mor nafshayu, that's his job, but it's part of the year. Also, one chasim will mice will be enough. I mean, you send it with a taxi, that's not his job, I think. You send it with the store itself has its own delivery man, the mice, one chasim will be enough. According to this model, new spice we want to go with. Sure. Building upon the concept of the Pichodesh over here.
What? He doesn't argue
in
that.
No.
He's just arguing the Metzius over the oven.
Yeah. I think so. That's the gate to the Sugya of Uman. Now, the gate to speak practical, the gate to what the Chasimus can be, they point out to speak. That means Gimel Dal with the Sugya of Chasimus. They point out to really the being more practical, the Sim Kuf Lam, which point out more Barichas and Machaber. They just say what they're going to do practically. The way how it's brought down among the Svarim, let's say he's sending something in a box, what to go do? Take tape, tape it off. You need one chasimah, one piece of tape. You need two chasimahs, two pieces of tape. Very simple here. That means when you open it, it will have to rip the box. That means you have a kedem or wine. If you have open up the tape, it will rip the box. Plain and simple. Now they point out, let's say when you do that, it will not rip the box. Let's say the box is not that type of material. Then you put two pieces of tape, one piece, you need one chasima, the case to our bottom. Then you just sign your name on top of it. Right? Then that's very simple aid to what to go do.
They
gauge a plastic bag.
If you saw a box that they ripped open, you think that when they package it,
you should know. They did their job. Anyway, yeah, the Taz would be some kind of case of wine, but it's better than that. You get into a plastic bag, you get a delivery, let's say, any stores that send you things. What? Any hamburger? Not hamburger, beef burgers. Hamburger is also. Hamburger is strength. It's ham. It's beef burgers. I wrote to Rabbi first. He had what about hamburgers? I told him to change the word beef burgers. Or these any of these hot dogs over here, they put in a plastic bag. The very simple, what do you put on tape? The simple, what they do, the ones who know what to go do, they staple it once or twice. They staple it twice. You ever realize why twice? As with usually also with a receipt on it. It's very knicker. This is what you have. This is inside. Do it twice. That's two chasimas. That's very simple what they go do. I mean, even on a box of pizza, the people know what to go do. One in Machmer, you can argue the point. They put tape on twice. And usually the box of pizza open up.
On pizza?
Oh, it depends on what you chosh for. Chosh may be the trefus, the right so. Chosh for kivino, no problem. Why? If you went to, let's say in America, they switch it for the pizza, it's Domino's treif, mama treif. That means if you be chosh for the right so, by pizza, you put on two pieces of tape. I mean, again, the people who don't do, or they do one, or whatever they're doing, there's one to be samechan, but the correct hanhogi is by pizza of yichshash deraisa, two pieces of tape, and the box will rip open. The gate of bangs is very simple; just put on the receipt, staple twice, very simple.
The name of the place, that's considered
two ices, one piece of tape. No, one piece of tape. I said we'll drop on it. Two pieces of tape.
No, you said the name of the place.
No, that's
still
one. That's one.
Unless the pizza comes without this tape.
No, again, I've said a bunch of reasons why to be Michael. I said, what? We'll have more reasons why to be Michael.
Is there any reason why the cash agencies didn't have their special tape?
Why do you need to have special tape for?
They all do that. Any reason? You're going to be bad. They'll have the bad of so-and-so, the bad of so-and-so, on tape. That way.
Yeah, you have to have special tape because that's the reason they won't be long
ago. It could be just an easy way of just controlling things. Or telling them what to go do.
Yep.
Just it could be just easier to control. Don't know why.
Is that each case of summit? And the words on it?
Well, no, I think it's one. Don't think so.
The fact that it's taped and the fact that there is one thing you can't do
to the
summit.
Don't. Now, this, back to the case of the Pichodesh says that's a chum, maybe they cool up. So, this Pichodesh is a very important Pichodesh. First of all, he says, you can ask me before Shemini and Klal Yisrael that people get letters on Shabbos and they go over to the Goyim and they ask them to go open up letters on Shabbos and therefore we see allowed to Kriya on Shabbos. Everyone knows commit bags on Shabbos, open bags of chips, bags of plastic bags, can open on Shabbos. So he says, you can bring me a raya? The moy nam is amaratzim. He writes, bein das, sara bein ashkenazim. Don't think he has nothing against anybody. The all amaratzim. And what they're doing in my side, they go, he's a minik toys over here and it's awesome in that Torah. The moment I'm opening up letters on Shabbos is a big toy. So in the case of the oven over here, is the Issa Deraisa Mamish. Issa Deraisa. That's Pichodesh by us. And over here, coming the Pichodesh over here says, you can tell me I have a Baal Itter. Then says, Reisha and Alf, you're some component. We don't pass that Baal Itter. Do you know what the Shvosh Shvosh? But it's also come over here. It's my Torah. So they do point out Pichodesh went against the Ramah, the Baal Itter. True. But he says, Maisa, ripping paper, ripping bags, and Ister Aiso. So when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Mem, and Sefer Gimel, the Pesach can bring down this Pichodesh. Come on, first of all, saying Ister Aiso, Fek the Chayodom, so Melochah Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy. And all the Chodom drum upon the Pichodesh, Melochah Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy. What's the Lachah Pasen like of Shimon and Spotter? I tell me, maybe a Pichodesh Pasen like a Behudo, a Simin Tov Sadechaz, he Paskins, like a Shimon. Lachah Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy, Spot of L'Otzer, and all the Chodom say, why call me the Aiso? That's number one. It's only not the right to drop on. A second point, the Gedolei Achronim only ask. My father's asking from. There's a Mishabu and Simon Nishin Yudal Fikon Chavei that brings down the scepter. The Kriya Ora Gabi Chavis. You have a leather on top of a Chavis. You rip it open and get the wine out, the barrel of wine. For Shalachu, passing the Maisa Smutter. The Gedolei Achronim jumped from the case of the scepter. The Maisa ripping things on Shabbos is Smutter. So he came home with the Chamtzi that the Pesach on the page are bringing down. Again, the Gil Mashah and Yad Ephraim. Chamtzi says, the Maisa, what it says over here, the Pichodosh, he's making Toys Gomer, and he asks it what is Mutter, and he matter what is Osir. So, Mamish, you're saying you don't need only one Chasimah and Mapteach, that's you saying Mutter, that's Osir Gomer. This, the fact that he said the case of ripping things on Shabbos is Osir, that's Mutter. He said, Mamish, punk vakert. So, you know what I did? I went to him. I went to him, I spoke to him, pel, peh, Peshosakli. Kept quiet. The Chamtzi went to this pre-Chodesh that the Ayil Masor and said, I went to him, we argued out, and he kept quiet. So people try to tell me that Maisi kept quiet. Well, let's say a young person goes up to Galal Adar, doesn't have to address him, doesn't have to associate with him. So I looked up the ages, the pre-Chodesh was born in 1659, Chamtzi was born in 1660, the 1 year apart. I mean, they're the same, they're contemporaries. Elamai told me, yeah, maybe he wrote this young, now he's older, it's hard to argue. So he wrote the Tshuva, the Chamtzi, when he's 35 years old. And the Pichodesh was 36 years old. So they had courage to argue, they lived for years afterwards. Maisa Shazli kept quiet. So Pashtus, what would have came out, if you have the Chamtzi said they went to the Pichodesh, argued and he kept quiet, we'll ignore the Pichodesh, we don't have to worry about the signature against Miyuchad Shabbos, Kriya on Shabbos, the Maisa, or Gabachovas is motor. Kamun Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, and Simin Shemem, Sifi Gimel, is out of calling our Pichadosh. It says, ripping bags on Shabbos, Yevaya should be an Isidar Aiso. Isidar Aiso. So how can you open anything on Shabbos? That's Kriya. So, for example, years ago, about 15 years ago, Pepsi came out with a visible way how to open things on Shabbos. How do you open Pepsi on Shabbos? You have a bayam, it's breaking over the rings. So what they did is, they made something called Pekak Shabbos. They had the cap on top, they had no ring to it, and only plastic on top of it, which Kedem Maisa now does. Called Pekak Shabbos. With Ashkocha from the Badats, a numerous place came along and said, no problem, what are you doing? Just ripping over the plastic on top. Kriya, Kriya, Gabachovas, Maisa's Mutter, and therefore we say people over assume the Raisa of breaking off the ring from the cap, the Maisa's Mutter on Shabbos. Leilam says over, I think Mr. Kaplan says over, Knei Boisim walked into the Badats and says, if you do not take off your Ashkocha and do not stop this, I'm leaving the Badats.
Who said?
Mayor Brandsofer. Knei Boisim. That's his son, right?
Right. He's a nice fellow.
Fine. So he came along and says, you have a bayah, you have a pre-chodosh. The Chovetz Chaim brings it down over here. And therefore, he says, being mitak in another place, get the wine out, or get rid of the soda out. It's like getting the drunk out from your oven over here. You even assume der iso, mamish. He's chosh for this pre-chodosh over here. Oh, so the faces and the hands are getting over here. How can it be? The mice, the bayah, what do the Chovetz Chaim does bring it down? So Kiddur, I think in those, Mr. Kaplan, he Machman, he gives Shurim on Bakurea at least once a year, at least when he was over here. I'm not sure he does in his Leif Aaron now. But he always says, Meister, ripping things down bags and Shabbos. Also, and he wrote it in the Sefer on Shalman Nisim, Meister, you can't rip bags and Shabbos. So this Askama over there to his own Sefer, to Mr. Kaplan's Sefer, from Rav Shtremach over there. In the Askama, Rav Shtremach writes, you have a nice Sefer over here, but I give what you wrote in the Sefer about you can't rip bags and Shabbos, that's not true. In the Naskom, he writes, that's not the minig, we do not go this way, that's not so. I thought we have to answer the pre-chodesh. But the Maisa, Naskom is, be wrong. Fine.
That's a good Naskom.
nice Naskom. Now, the Maisa, there are those, okay, Boisim has a couple of truths about it, and Nine Fisher says it to me upon him, and Abloy says not so. And the only one has to answer, the Baya is the Maisa, this pre-chodesh is brought down Loch Lamaisa for the Chodetz Chaim. So I went over to Mr. Kaplan. I brought him to his rights against him. So he ended off. He told me, I have no answer, but I'm not the pre-chodesh that's keeping quiet shosikly. It's not the sugya. I'm not that mahalach. I don't know what to say. But I'm not shosik. I'm not masking. The Maaseh says, Rav Shtremach ends off. That's not the minik. Build upon this pre-chodesh. And again, you do have to answer the Chavetz Chaim. It's not that simple. You have different ways. You have to dan it. Because the Maaseh, we have a Mephorsh Mishnah Berurah. Right. He did not pick down this pre-chodesh as far as I remember. And again, the Pasha, till the Chavetz Chaim brought it down, the Elam seemed to associate with the pre-chodesh, but we'll ignore it. Because the Chamsi met him, he kept quiet to the Zehu. And the Shai Tshuva brings it down on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. Till the Mishnah Berurah, now brings it down, now a big bayah. He's chosh with the pre-chodesh. Chosh had to apply, practically to get up
the
Shabbos.
The Shai Tzi was chosh.
That we said when we spoke about Shinra, we mentioned that Mahalach, but we don't say those things publicly.
The Shati was Chalukah?
No.
No,
that's the Bayat. What do we do with it? Yeah. Big problem. If we bring down Pri Chodesh, if we bring down next line of Cham Tzvi, it means down both Chalukah. Seaters, and it sounds Pri Chodesh for the Pri Chodesh. Fine, so again, to come down to get this Pri Chodesh, there are two massive Yisraelis over here, and one to get to Ausig, one to get to Hilch Shabbos, and third point to get to Shvush Shvush by Milanachi, not Semichmanda by the Baal Itzashito. One, but my seminary is we do rip things on Shabbos, we do have to answer this pre-chodesh. My measure on Sunday, my mom shook the seminary.
Tomorrow, this year, I think, first of all, this whole